Welcome to Follicular Lymphoma Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Nathan Fowler from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, who presented the Phase 3 Relevance Trial looking at the so-called R-squared regimen of lenalidomide and rituximab as upfront treatment of FL. And to begin, I asked Dr. Fowler to review the history of evolution of clinical research and upfront therapy of FL.
You know, for goodness, probably two or three decades, probably 40 plus years, we've been hitting low-grade lymphomas with different types of cytotoxic chemotherapy drugs. And, you know, if you look at the progression of treatment all the way up until probably the mid-2000s, it really evolved with using multiple different non-cross-resistant type of therapy, just like every other cancer, right? Initially start with Cytoxan and maybe some chlorambucil, and then we started adding fludarabine. In the 90s and early 2000s at MD Anderson, we were looking at regimens like alternating triple therapy, which is really aggressive chemotherapy, with follicular lymphoma and other low-grade lymphomas. And the hope was that with using these different combination chemotherapies, we could eradicate the follicular lymphoma clone completely. Unfortunately, although we probably did cure a percentage of patients, a lot of those approaches were associated with a lot of toxicity, right? We had several patients that unfortunately developed myelodysplasia later on down the line, as well as some patients that had pretty significant infections during the treatment. So, you know, again, about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we started looking at alternate ways to target these follicular lymphoma cells. Now, I think all of us know about rituximab, which is really a wonderful drug. I always think it's funny when we think about immunotherapy now as a brand new concept when, you know, rituximab was approved 20-odd years ago, and it's one of the first immunotherapies. It targets a very unique aspect of the B cell, and that's this CD20 on the cell surface. So it's really, lymphoma and leukemias are really a wonderful example of finding a unique target that's not on other types of cells, right? CD20 is not on the heart or the liver or the kidneys, and using that unique target to develop a therapy that can basically seek out and find those malignant cells. Now, CD20 is in non-malignant B cells, but usually at a lower level.